But first, Tiger Woods missed the cut at the British Open. It's been a rough time for Tiger on tour since he won the Masters. We're the only local radio show that he will talk to, though, the morning after a major. So let's give him a call. Maybe we can get Tiger on the program. This is his cell phone, but I'm guessing he's back home in the States. Probably left Friday evening.
Probably.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Hi, Mirza.
Hey, Tiger.
Hey. Hi. I didn't expect you guys to call me after a major.
Call you after every major.
Is that right? I guess there is kind of a pattern, isn't there?
A little bit.
Looked like you had a rough one at the British.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. The best is when I win by 15 strokes or something.
Right, yeah.
But I bet you guys are calling to ask me the question on everyone's mind.
Which one?
Who the hell is Shane Lowry?
Well, those in the golf world have heard of him before.
I've never even heard of this guy, and I'm in the golf world.
Okay, well, maybe not everybody in the golf world, I guess.
Ireland sure has.
Yeah.
They were so happy he won, and I'm like, why? He's not me.
Yeah, but he's Irish, though.
He is Irish, so I guess maybe that's why they were rooting for him, despite the non-Tiger status he has.
Right, right.
Because I'm trying to think of the majors he's won. Let's see, he won this one, and... Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's his first one.
One stupid little major. Anybody could do that. Oh, I think even Phil's won a major.
Yes, he has. Number of them.
Yeah, so I didn't quite make the cut.
No.
But I made what I call the Tiger cut.
What's that?
I finished two shots better than Phil the Dill.
Yeah, you did.
Two shots better than Phil the Human Dill. I was so proud of myself for that. I tell you, that crash diet Phil went on sure was a real success, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't quite work out for him.
He thought it was going to make him play better. It made him play worse.
Yeah, that backfired.
But as long as I beat Phil, that's my goal for every tournament.
Right. That's it?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to start counting those as major victories.
Oh, you got a lot of them then.
Boy, I sure was stiff on Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with my body. Even though I still like playing with Legos and watching cartoons and, and drinking Capri Suns and eating popsicles for every meal.
Yeah.
I think I may be getting old.
Oh, man.
Don't say it.
That's a tough statement.
I looked into the mirror the other day and I swear I'm starting to look like Earl.
Yeah.
Worse yet, I'm playing like Earl.
I've noticed that too. You are starting to look like your dad.
Yeah, and even my girlfriend mentioned that to me.
Really?
Oh, no. Me a little bit, but I was just so happy that I have a girlfriend. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Well, great. Yes.
Erica, my sweet Erica.
Mm-hmm.
You know something about her?
Hmm.
She's got boobs and everything.
She does. Those are noticeable.
She's so beautiful. And after I won the Masters this year, she let me sit next to her at the restaurant afterwards.
Wow. You're getting somewhere.
And I even held her hand.
Oh, that's sweet.
And one time, I walked by the bathroom, and the door was shut, but it was so hot because I knew she was in there with her girl places hanging out into the toilet.
Oh, gosh. Tiger.
God, you need help.
Such a thrill for me. I love Erica. Boy, I have such a good life. I've had such a hard time since the night.
The night?
You know, the night. The night I got so valiumed up in a fornicating haze that the Swedish supermodel that was attached to my full-time vagina chased me out of my mansion and into my Escalade, where I tried to escape her swinging nine iron so hard that I ran right over a municipal fire hydrant and set off my airbags, and they hit me so hard in the face, made me throw up a half-digested pate of Applebee's mozzarella sticks and Ben & Jerry's Rocky Road and four and a half Zanny bars all over my Jim Nance t-shirt.
Oh, that night.
Yeah, that night. I remember that night.
Yeah. You know, my golf suffered since that night, but finally I'm back on the road, what with the Masters victory and with Erica's boobies.
Well, good for you. We're happy for you.
know who I wish could have lived to see this?
Who's that?
Come back.
Return to beat Phil by 2 shots.
I have no idea.
My dad. Do you have any ball buster who before his heart got 2 sausages up by low-grade meats and rot-gut liquor that he had to go live in the ground, and he got horned up by Chinese, so he signed up for the Second World War II in Korea so he could fight the Japanese in Vietnam just so he could be near low-rent Malaysian ovulation so he could chase her estrogen snail trail across the Himalayas until he finally got her consent to pin her down at the base camp and bore his yellow water pipe into her awaiting meat cave to begin the process of making her body host a parasitic PGA infant that would feed off her placenta brisket for 9 months until she would squat over an abandoned fire and harder tinkle fenders in order to shoot a future wife cheater into the ground where he would one day learn to win 15 majors.
he had to go live in the ground?
He says hi.
Okay.
Hi, Rear Tiger.
Hang in there, Tiger. We'll see you.
He's not in too bad a mood.
No, seems okay. Missing the cut there at the Open.